सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वनं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
सो वी आर सीइंग चैप्टर 28 ऑफ कैंटो 3 हियर कपिल भगवान इज डिस्कसिंग अबाउट ध्यान योग हाउ टू डू ध्यान मेडिटेशन एंड ही is explaining about the sabij dhyan. Sabij dhyan with a form. We take a support of a form. It is called sabij dhyan. And before sitting into dhyan meditation, he has suggested certain practices or certain qualifications which is required for sitting into dhyan. Briefly they are swadharma acharam saktya. We have to do actions as per Shastra, number one. Number two, vidharmacha nivartanam. Don't do any prohibited action, number two. Number three, devat labdena santosa. Whatever karma fall is given by Bhagwan, we should be satisfied with that, number three. Number four, atmavit charnarchanam. And you should worship or respect atmavit, the knower of Brahman. Before sitting into dhyan, it is required. Why? Because you have to know from Guru, who is this Bhagwan? Who is this Bhagwan? We have to understand that. Then, gramya dharma nibrittischa. Number five, withdraw your senses. Mocha dharma rati tatha. And put all your attention toward the moksha dharma, toward the Bhagwan. This way, and then after that he tells about the Ashtanga Yoga, Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyan. This is from verse number 1 to 12. So when this is prepared, when we are ready with this, all this thing, then after that from verse number 13 to 33, he says about meditation on the divine form, how to meditate on the divine form. So it is in two steps. Number one step is that you see the vigraha, full vigraha. You are seeing the full vigraha, and one by one you are seeing, like first you see the face, badanam, and then he is having sankha, chakra, gada, padma. Then see his banmala, nupur, banmala hanging on his neck, nupur, anklets. And this form is namaskritam, worshipable form. And this way you see the whole, starting from the face to the feet, everything you are seeing. After that you close your eyes. After that you close your eyes, now starting seeing each limb of Bhagwan starting from his feet. Now you are seeing not the whole. Whole we have seen once. Then after that, we slowly start from Charnarvindam, from the lotus feet, then come to Janudvayam, knees, then Uru. Uru means thigh. Then comes to Nabi Hridam, navel. Then Vaksha, chest. Then come to Kantra, neck. Bahuns, arm. Kaumudakim is all weapons. Kaumudakim, the mace. Come to that. Then Badana Arvindam, then the lotus face. Slowly from feet, you come up to that. This way, then tasya avalokanam, how glance, how Bhagwan is seeing, glance of Bhagwan also you see, hasam, his smile of Bhagwan, and adharoshta means his lips. So one by one you see everything, your eyes are closed now. You are slowly, whatever you have seen, the whole form, now it is in your memory. Slowly you see from the feet and come up to that. This way, what will happen? This is up to 33. This we have all discussed in detail. If we do this thing, then what will happen? We will develop love. In verse number 34, it is said, you will develop love. And how will I verify whether I am developing love? So it is said there will be horripilation. Tears will roll out. These are all the signs that the love is developing. And mind is attracted toward the Lord. Mind is fully attracted toward the Lord. Then again in verse number 35 it was said, such mind dissolves into Bhagwan. In Vedanta also we see, when we are thinking about the Brahman and we transcend mind, then mind is gone. We are in Brahman. In Bhakti Marg also, Bhakti Marg, you transcend that Bhagwan, it become one with that. What that means? Triputi Rahitam. Triputi Rahitam means there is no meditator, there is no meditating. What is left? Bhagwan alone is left, that's all. Mind is merged. And Bhakta sees that all-pervading Bhagwan. Bhakta sees all pervading Bhagwan. Everywhere that Bhagwan is there. Then in verse number 36 it was said that Bhakta in this way transcends his mind. He has gone beyond mind. Now he has merged with the Bhagwan. And something strange happened. At this point of time he understands that all the sukh dukh of the sansar is at the ego level. They are all related to ego. When he reaches there is no sansarik sukanduk. He is not aware of his body pains and discomforts. Kuch pata nahi lagta hai. So now he understands all these sukh and dukh of sansar, they are related to ego. They are experienced in mind. Once you transcend the mind, how can you experience the sukh and dukh of sansar? You can't experience. And what is this ego? Ego is a product of ajnan, ignorance. The moment we get the knowledge, ego ends. Ego is product of ajnan. And such person, what is his position? It is said, like a drunkard person is not aware of his own clothing, whether are properly his limbs are covered or not. He is not aware. Similarly, this realized person is not aware of his body. Not aware of his body means what? Whether the body is sitting or it has risen, he is not at all concerned. Baithe hain ki khade hain, does not matter. Because he knows he is different from the body. He is established in his own true nature. Then it was said, how long this body will continue? In verse number 38 it was said, this body will continue till the prarabdh is there. So don't think when you come to meet Bhagwan or you transcend your mind, your body will drop thereafter. No, body will not drop. Body will stay till all the prarabdhas are reaped. You enjoy and suffer your prarabdha. So we can say whether it is a jnani or a jnani, both will suffer sukh and dukh, prarabdha. Both will suffer that. But the beauty is that this jnani, he no more owns this body. He said, this is not my body. I am different from body. Let body suffer, enjoy. Mere ko kya hai? Doesn't matter to me. Let it suffer or enjoy. Not only he doesn't disown his own body, he disowns all his relatives. All relatives are all related to gross body. Understand clearly. All relatives are because they are all related to body. My mother, my father, my children are related to this body only. When a realized person disowns his body, he disowns all his relatives also. Disowns means disidentify. Disidentify with everybody. Then he says, he also comes to know one more thing. What is that? Because of Ajnan, he was thinking this body is Atma. My relatives are all very close to me. I own them also. But after Vichar, what happens? He comes to know that the wealth and family, they are different from me. Wealth and family, they are different from me. My body is different from me. It is not very difficult to understand. We all know whenever I say, my head is paining. My head is paining. My book. What does that mean? My book. Book is different from me. Is it not so? When I say my head, then head is also different from me. So when we do the vichar, then we come to know that everybody is different from me. My body is different from me. My relatives are different from me. My wealth is also different from me. Similarly, the Purush, the Atman inside this body is different from body, mind and senses. That we know very clearly now. Atma is different from anatma. Body, mind, intellect, everything and the whole world is anatma. This atma is different from anatma. So this much we have seen in our earlier discussions. Now we will start from verse number 40. 40 and 41 we will chant together. Verse number 40 and 41.
Yathol mul mukad यथोनुल्मुकाद् विस्फुलिंगाद् धूमाद् वापि स्वसंभवात् अप्यात्मतेन यविमतात् यथाग्नि पृथगुल्मुकात् भूतेन्द्रियान्तकरणात् प्रधाना जीवसंगितात् आत्मा तथा पृथक् द्रष्टा भगवान् ब्रह्म संगितः
यथो उल्मुकात् उल्मुकात् मीन्स फ्रॉम द ब्लेजिंग फ्लेम्स ऑफ द फायर. So there is a fire, it's a blazing. And then, vispulungat, and from that fire, the sparks are coming. Vispulung, sparks are coming. Dhumat, and the smoke is also coming. Dhumat, api, swasambhavat, how this sparks or smoke is coming? Because of fire. It's all coming from that fire. It is swasambhavat, means they are produced from fire only. The spark and the smoke is produced by fire, but they are all different from fire. They are different from fire. Therefore, we call this is spark. This is smoke. They are coming from fire only, but we give different name. They are different. Api, although atmatvena, atmata by nature, abhimatat, intimately connected. They are coming from fire only. Sparks and the smoke coming from the fire, they are intimately connected. Prithak ulkamat, but they are different from blazing fire. They are different from the blazing fire. Same way, bhuta. Bhuta means five great elements. Indriya, senses, antakarnat, mind. So mind, senses and elements. Pradhanat. You remember this word, Pradhanat? What is this Pradhan? Abhyakta Prakriti. So Maya has got two parts. One is the abhyakta, another is avyakta. What is the vyakta? Vyakta is mahatadi. Mahatattvadi. Before the mahatattva, it was pradhan. Pradhan. Then pradhan, pradhanat, jiva sangitat. And from the jiva. Atma. This atma is different. This atma is different from bhuta, from the element, from indriya, from senses, from antahkaran, from pradhan, and from jiva. From jiva is different. Tatha prithak drishta, different, prithak means different, drishta means the seer, Bhagavan, Brahma Sangitam, and what is this called? Atma? Brahma. The name of this atma is Brahma. So Brahma is different from jiva. Brahma is different from jiva. Brahma is different from five great elements. Brahma is different from senses. Brahma is different from antahkaran. Brahma is different from pradhan. Pradhan means abhyakta prakriti. So the blazing firewood is different from flames, from the sparks, and from the smoke, although all are intimately connected because they are born from the same blazing wood. So what is the characteristic of fire? Characteristic of fire is heat and light. Whenever there is fire, you will find heat and light. But heat and light are both are different. How you will prove heat and light are both are different? Put a kettle full of water. After some time, you will find the water is boiling. So water has taken heat, but that water has no light. Water has no light. So that proves the fire has got two elements. Heat and light, they are separate. But a jnani thinks, no, both are same. Sab ek hai. Smoke and spark and the flames all are different from the blazing fire. But they are all different. Same way, so the perceiving subject is distinct from element, senses and internal senses, antahkaran, all pervading self which is called Brahman is distinct from the perceiving subject called jiva, and the Lord is different from the prakriti. And this prakriti is activated by Lord only. But it is different. 42, next.
Sarva bhuteshu chatmanam, sarva bhutani chatmani, ikshetha ananna bhavena, bhuteshu iva tadatmatat.
Sarva bhuteshu, in all manifestation, in all beings, cha atmanam, in all beings, the atman is there. Very simple to understand. In each one of us, atman is there. Sarva bhuteshu cha atmanam. Then sarva bhutani cha atmani, and all bhuta are in atma. In all bhuta, in all beings, the atma is there. It is easy to understand. We all have got atman. But when I say that all beings are in atman, that means the support of everything is that atman. Or in your mind you think, all the thoughts of different things are coming, na? In the mind. Who is illuminating? Consciousness is illuminating. So can we not say all thoughts are in consciousness? Variety of thoughts are in consciousness only. Same way the whole world is in that Atman. Ikchet sursi ananya bhavena, with the equal vision. With the equal vision. Bhutesu, in all manifestation, if as tad atmatam, as the nature of itself. as the nature of itself. Just as all objects in the world are seen in their substantial nature as one with their material element. Now you see, if we take that my body is made of Pancha Mahabhut, and all bodies are also made of Pancha Mahabhut. So we have got a common factor, bodies are all made of Pancha Mahabhut. Whole world is also made of Pancha Mahabhut. The common factor is Pancha Mahabhut. Apart from this body, we have got Atman. This Atman is also same, like Pancha Mahabhut is a common factor in all bodies. Similarly, the Atman is also common factor in all bodies. So the same Atman should be seen existing in all beings, and all beings as subsisting in the same Atman. Such is the wisdom of the man of realization. Such is the wisdom of man of realization. He knows that Atman in me and the Atman in anybody is one and same. Bodies are different. Bodies are different. But Atman is same. So we have seen many Praveshuti in Bhagavatam also. It is said, he created and he entered into it. Earlier also Bhagavan has said that I created the whole world. In Upanishad also we find many such Shrutis. He created and he entered. He entered into it. So Brahman or Bhagavan or Paramatma has entered every body, whether it is a sentient or inert. He has entered into chair also. Chair is inert. Chair is inert. Remember Drigadisya Vivek. In each and everything of the world, five things are there. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Naam, Roop. Asti, Bhati, Priya and Naam and Roop. Chair is, it is existing. Asti, Bhati, chair is expressing itself as chair. It is expressing itself as a chair. Bhati, it is Priya. Those who sit on the chair, they get comfort, they get ananda, so it gives Priya also. And it has got a Roop, it is a form. And for transactional purpose, we have given a name. So Asti Bhati Priya is there in the inert also. Asti Bhati Priya and Naam Roop is here in this body also. So whether it is inert thing or a sentient thing, Asti Bhati Priya Naam Roop, it is common everywhere. It is common everywhere. So sarvbhutesu means all beings. All beings, how are they born? All beings are born in four ways. One is jarayuj. Jarayuj through womb. Jarayuj, andaj, we find birds, etc. Andaj, born from egg. Swedaj, swedaj, moisture. Moisture also comes. And then udvij, from earth. Udvij, earth. These four types of birth, they take shape of 84 lakh types of variety. 84 lakh variety. No doubt the seeds are different. Seeds are different. Human seed, animal seed, insect seed, they are all different. But 84 lakh types, they are born in this four way. And yogi who realizes that this, that the same Atman is in all being, so he is free from the material. Material designation, he is freed. In each and every being, whether it is inert or sentient, Atman is there. And such person sees what? What is the Jnani's vision? Jnani's vision is that out of the five things in each inert or sentient being, Asti Bhati Priya Naam Roop, he sees Asti Bhati Priya, which is there in each and everything of the world. And a Jnani sees Naam Roop. He is not able to see Asti Bhati Priya. Jnani also sees. He sees Asti Bhati Priya first, Naam Roop is secondary for him. And for a Jnani, Naam Roop is primary. Asti Bhati Priya is secondary.
स्वयोनिषु यथा ज्योतिः एकं नाना प्रतीयते योनीनां गुणवैषम्यात् तथात्मा प्रकृतौ स्थितः.
स्वयोनिषु लाइक इन दैट वुड यथा ए ज्योतिरेकम फायर इज वन नाना डिफरेंटली प्रतीयते इट इज एग्जिबिटेड डिफरेंटली दैट वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन like a spark, smoke, these are all coming from that one wood only, but are seen differently. Similarly, yoni nam, different rooms, four types of them we have already seen. Jalayus, andas, swedas, udvis. Guna vaisamyat, different condition, gun, there are different guna in there. Because of the guna are different, tatha atma prakatau sthita, same way the atma, spirit or the soul, prakatau in prakati sthita, it is situated. Just as one fire manifests as many according to the difference of fuel in which it manifests, so also the supreme spirit abiding in prakati manifests differently as innumerable centers of consciousness. Enter upon the jeeva, innumerable jeevas, they come. You see, like in the forest fire, are also only two things, light and heat. And if you take a matchstick and if you light it, there also you'll find the same. But the size is different. Forest fire and the matchstick. The flame is small, there the flames are big, but the characteristic is one and same. Light and heat is one and same. Similarly, jeev is also is Satchidananda. Elephant entrails is also Satchidananda. Atman in elephant and Atman in me is one and same. We are also Satchidananda. Same Atman or the same Brahman. Similarly, devatas are also. But upadhi are different. Upadhi means conditioning are different. Conditioning of an elephant is different. Conditioning of an ant is different. Conditioning of devata is different. Condition of human beings are different. But the Atman in all of them is one and same. That we have to understand. Next.
Tasvadivam swam prakritim daivim sadasadatmikam durvi bhavyam parabhavya Swarupena yavatishthate.
Tasmat, thus. Tasmat, imam. Imam means this. Swam, own. Prakritim, devim. Divine prakriti. And how this prakriti? Sad asad atmakam. Sad asad atmikam. Consisting of cause and effect. We have seen how cause and effect is working here in prakriti. From pradhan came mahatattva. From mahatattva came ahankar. What is the cause of ahankar? Mahatattva. What is the effect of mahatattva? Ahankar. From ahankar came tanmatra. What is the cause of tanmatra? Ahankar is the cause. And what is the effect of ahankar? Tanmatra. So there is a cause and effect relationship in this prakriti, number one. Number two things, number two we find in this prakriti that something are gross, something are subtle. Sad and asad means the gross and subtle. Durvibhavyam. Durvibhavyam, difficult to understand. It is very difficult to understand this maya. Durvibhavyam. Parabhavya. But after conquering, if I come to know about the reality or the characteristic of this prakriti, parabhavya. Swarupena avatishtate. Swarupena means self-realized. Avatishtate. He remains. So it is said following Bhakti Mar described as above, Jeev regains union with the Supreme Being of whom he is part as a spark of fire. We are all part. And overcomes the bondage of prakriti, which is Lord's own power of manifestation, represented by manifold worlds in its gross and subtle aspect, and which is difficult to overcome except by His grace. we can go beyond Maya. It is possible. We can go beyond Maya. How? By His grace. That is what is said in Bhagavad Gita also. Devi esa gunmai mam maya durataya mame ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Prapadyante, whosoever surrenders. Whosoever surrenders to me, I see that he crosses the maya. Otherwise it is very difficult to cross maya. So after crossing maya, how jnani works in this world? He acts falsifying his equipment, his upadhi, falsifying his ego. He acts in this world. So this state can be attained by bhakti. In Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan says, Mad bhakti labhate param. You can attain by that bhakti mark also. It is said, Brahma bhut prasannatma na sochati na kanchati sama sarvesu bhutesu mad bhaktim labhate param. Becoming Brahman, serene in the self, he neither grieves nor desires. A jnani never grieves or not desires, because already Bhagavan has said, he comes to know that all sukh and dukh relates to ego. Earlier we have already seen today. All that relates to ego only. Therefore, na sochati, na kanchati, neither grieves nor desire. The same to all beings, sama sarvesu bhutesu, mad bhaktim labhate param, he obtains as supreme devotion to me. This way we conclude the Dhyan Yoga as said by Bhagavan Kapil.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Tritiyaskandhe Kapile Sadhananushthanam Nama Ashtavinshodhyayah Atha Ekonatrinshodhyayah Devahutiru Vacha.
1 and 2.
Lakshanam Mahadadinam Prakrite Purushasya cha Swarupam Lakshate Amisham Yena Tat Paramarthikam Yatha Sankhe Shukatitam Yanmulam Tat Prachakshate Bhakti Yogasya Me Margam Bruhi Vistarasha Prabho.
Now chapter 29 is the true meaning of devotion and the glory of time. So two topics are being discussed in this chapter. Glory of time and true meaning of bhakti, devotion. So from verse number 1 to 14, we will find the bheda bhakti contrasted with the nirgun bhakti. Bheda bhakti, different types of bhakti are there. Different types of bhakti are there, and we will discuss that. And it is different from nirgun bhakti. So Devuti said, now Devuti is asking a question. So from verse number 1 to 5 is the question of Devuti to Kapil Bhagwan. What is the question? Lakshanam is that you have told about the symptom or the characteristic of what? Mahat Adinam. Already we have discussed what is Mahat. Mahat Tattva, Ahankar and Tanmatra and the gross element. We have already Prakriti, what is Prakriti also you told us. Purush, who is the Purush? That also you have told us. So 1, 2, 3 topics you have already discussed. In the last chapter also, Vishnu Bhagwan, all the Dhyan form is there. Who is this Bhagwan was told. Earlier chapters we have seen about the Prakriti and how it came, evolved from the Pradhan. That was also discussed. Swarupam, nature, Lakshate, described. Amisam, those, yen, which, tat paramarthikam, and the true nature of them, you have told us. How you told us? Yatha, as Sankhyesu, as in Sankhya Yoga, it was said. Kapil Bhagwan is famous for Sankhya Yoga. So according to the Sankhya Yoga, Kapil Bhagwan had discussed all these things. Kathitam, explained. Yan Moolam, which ultimate end, tat prasakchate, that they call. So whatever is in the Sankhya Yoga is said about Prakriti, Purush and Mahat Adi, you have described. Now, Now, bhakti yogasya me margam bruhi bistarasya prabho. Oh prabho, oh Lord Kapil. Now, bhakti yogasya, tell me about the bhakti yoga. Me marga, that path, bruhi, explain, bistarasa, at length, describe in detail. Now tell me about the bhakti yoga. So you have told me, as described in the Sankhya Darshan, the characteristics of the Mahatattva, principle of the cosmic intelligence, as well as prakriti, primordial matter, and the purush, the spirit also, the three topics already you have told me. Characteristics which reveal their true nature, now be pleased to reveal me at length, O Lord, Bhakti Yoga, which is said to be ultimate end of all philosophical system. Bhakti Yoga, please tell me about that Bhakti Yoga. So three topics about the matter, Jeev and Paramatma was discussed in earlier. In this chapter, elaborately Bhakti will be explained. And the influence of time on Jeev. Influence of time on Jeev and Bhakti Yoga will be discussed in detail in this chapter. It is waste of time to be associated with matter. Explanation of time will detach us from the matter. When Bhagwan is going to tell about the effect of the time, we will be very easily get detached from all these matters. So there are two types of people in this world. One are intellectual, other are emotional. And we all know for the emotional people, Bhakti Mark is recommended. Even in our Vedanta also, there are four types of persons, they have said, a very scientific analysis. We have got two subtle equipments inside us. One is intellect, another is mind. And there can be four types of combination and permutation with these two subtle equipments, mind and intellect. One can be predominant mind, number one. Another person can be predominant intellect. Third can be equal in mind and intellect. And fourth is mind and intellect not developed. There cannot be any fifth combination. Therefore, those who are emotional, for them Bhakti Marg is there. And numbers of such people are more. More than 95% population are all emotional. They work at mental level. Mere man mein aaya, maine kar diya, aur kya? I didn't think at that time. For such people, Bhakti Marg. But there are 5% people who say, why? Why are you doing arti? Why are you doing incense? They will question. They are rational people. They want answer. They are intellectuals. For them, Gyan Marg is there. And when your mind and intellect are equal, for them it is Karma Yoga. Sometimes going to this side, sometimes going to that side. Karma Yoga. And whose mind and intellect are not developed, our scripture suggests them Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga. What is this Hatha Yoga? I will stand on one leg. Hatha Yoga. Lord has given you two legs to stand. But we are saying Hatha Yoga. Pranayama is also Hatha Yoga. Lord has given tongue and mouth to speak. Somebody says, no, I will remain Maunam. Hatha Yoga. Forcibly you are stopping and obstructing your activities. Hatha Yoga. So here Bhagwan is going to tell us about the Bhakti Yoga. So in Bhakti Yoga, there are three elements, Jeeva, Ishwar, and their eternal relationship. In Bhakti Yoga, there are three factors. One is Bhakta, another is Bhagwan. And what is the relationship between Bhakta and Bhagwan? So this will be discussed. So what is the goal? Goal of Bhakti Yoga? to reach the abode of Bhagwan, to become one with Bhagwan, that is the goal. In Vedanta also is the same goal. We say Brahman, we want to become one with the Brahman, or we become Brahman. That is the goal. Next.
Virago yena purushaha bhagavat sarvato bhavet achakshva jiva lokasya vividha mama samsritihi.
Virago, detached, yena, which, puruso, a person, Bhagavan sarvato, sarvato means completely, bhavet, please tell me in such a way that I get detached, I become bairagi. Bairagi, how much bairagi? Sarvato, completely bairagi. Full dispassion should come into me. Achasva means please describe. Jiva lokasya, for the people in general. Dekho. Devahuti is thinking about us also. You tell me, please describe, which it will be beneficial for the jiva lokasya, people in general. Vivida, manifold, different type of people. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic people are there. Different type of people are there. Vivida. And mama, for me also. It's not that you will not describe me. I also want to follow Bhakti Mark, but the Bhakti Mark which you will describe, it should be applicable, understandable by the general public also. General public also. Sansriti. Sansriti means the repetition of birth and death. Sansriti. Continuously it is happening. So my dear Lord, please also describe in detail, both for me and the people in general, the continual process of birth and death. Why it is happening, tell me. And how can I come out of this birth and death? Many of Ajnani, they also don't know. Okay, there is a birth and death, and again I have to be born. What is this birth and death continuously happening? Many people, even that also they don't know. For by hearing such calamities, by we may become detached from the activities of the material world. What is the purpose of Bhakti Mark? So that I can come out of this material world. I can get detached from it. Detached from this world. So she wants to know, suppose if I don't do the Bhakti Mark, if I don't accept it, if I don't follow it, if I don't practice Bhakti Mark, what will happen to me? So what will happen is actually described in the next chapter, chapter number 30. The name of that chapter is Dehe Gehe Me Asakta Purushon Ko Adhogati, the downfall of man attached to their body and house, etc. It's very clear. It is very frightening. When I discuss that, you will come to know. Those who are attached to the body and house, what happens to them?
They will not come to attend.
Sansriti. Sansriti means the continued journey in Janma and Maran. Continuous. It's a continuous process. Unless you attain Bhagwan in this life, or through Gyan Marg you understand and you become Brahman, we will be in the cycle of Sansriti. Sansriti means continuously in the cycle of birth and death. And there is another, Shreyasriti. Shreyasriti, that path which leads to Paramatma. Once you reach Paramatma, are you Brahman? After that, no Sansriti. Bhagwan says in Bhagavad Gita, Mam upetya punarjanma na vidyate. No punarjanma. If you come to me, if you reach me, and after that there is no punarjanma. So Ajnani, who has no knowledge of this world, God and their permanent relationship, are in the cycle of Sanskriti. Are in the cycle of Sanskriti. Those who do not know the nature of this world, the nature of Bhagwan, and their permanent relationship. We have got a permanent relationship. Our relationship with spouse, children, parents is not permanent. This set of parents or this set of children will not be there in the next life. They will be different. Who will be? Bhagwan will be there. Atman will be there. We have already seen. Atma in all beings is one and same. So who is permanent relative? Therefore, Auntie is my temporary relative. We have to know clearly, very clearly. But who is permanent relative? My own Atman is permanent relative. To whom are we attached? We are attached to our temporary relative. Are we attached to the permanent relative? No. Do we know the permanent relative? No. We don't know. So all the people, even if we are materially advanced, they all are in sansriti, in the cycle of birth and death. Every day in news you will find, sometimes they will say, person A is the richest person in the world. In 1 week, that position is gone. Couple of days ago, I was seeing that Mukesh Ambani is up there. Then it says that, who is that Amazon owner? He is on the top. Now Tesla owner, Elon Musk, he is on the top. So, continuous changing. Even if you reach that state, you can't say, I am realized. You can't say. Still you are Jiva. Even if we are materially advanced, we cannot say that we have crossed sansriti. They have not crossed sansriti. They cannot claim. And nobody knows what will be the next birth, whether it will be conducive, congenial or not. We don't know. Koi pata nahi hai. Next birth will be human or not, we don't know. But one thing is guaranteed, it is said, Dehe Gehe Asakta Pursonki Adhogati. They will go to lower loka, there will be downfall. Now ask yourself, are we asakta attached to Deha, body? Yes. Geha, house? Yes. Then they have said Adi. Adi also, the many things we are attached. So what will be our position? That we'll discuss in the next chapter. Adhogati. Not now. Adhogati. So next chapter deals with that. Kapil Bhagwan will deal it there. Okay, next.
Kalasya Ishvara Rupasya Paresham cha Parasya Te Swarupam bata kurvanti yadhetoh kushalam janaha.
Kalasya, of time, he wants to know. Tell me about the time. Ishvar rupasya, representative of Bhagwan. Tell me about that. Paresam, and all other thing. Cha parasya, parasya means the chief. Te, O Bhagwan. Swarupam, you tell me the nature. Kurvanti, but means, oh, please tell me, kurvanti, people perform, kurvanti perform, yad heto, people perform for what? For the influence of kusalam jana. They do pious activity. Jana means the people in general. People in general do pious activity. Pious activity. Okay. Further, let me know the essential character of all powerful time. I want to know about the time also. Who is the ruler of Brahma? Brahma's life is also limited in time. We all know. 100 years. But that clock is different. who is the ruler of Brahma, and others. Others means everything in this world is all ruled by time. Everything is limited in time in this world. The life of sun, star, earth, moon, everything is limited in time. And identical with you for this time. This time is identical with you. And for fear of whom people do what is good. They all try to do the punya karma. So everything in the world is under the influence of time. We clearly see that influence of time on our body. We have got a young body. Now slowly it is decaying, it's aging. We all have experienced this. And we also know death will also be there for this gross body. So some engage themselves in the pious activity so that they may not be put into the low families or animal species. The fear of time, what will happen after my death. So many people do very punya karma, pious activities. Why pious activities? So that my next janma should not be in the lower family or the lower species. I must go into the higher species. So those who are attached to the sense enjoyment, they do punya karma. Why? Go to swarga. Why? To enjoy ananda there. There ananda is, happiness is of different type. Much, much better. In Taittiriya Upanishad we find, in each loka, there are higher type of joy there. So people want sense enjoyment. So they do some punya karma, go to higher loka. But Bhagavan Krishna says in Gita, up to Brahma Lok is the under the influence of time. Up to Brahma Lok, there are 14 lokas. These 14 lokas are all made of 5 great elements. They are all limited in time. Bhagavan says, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna Maam Upetyatu Kaunteya Punarajanmana Vidyate. Ah, Brahma, Bhuvana, Loka. All lokas up to Brahman. Bhu, Bhuva, Swaha, Mahajana, Tapa, Satyam. Satyam is the Brahma Lok, where Brahmaji stays. So even if you go to Brahma Lok also, what will happen? They are all limited in time. After 100 years of Brahmaji's life, all lokas, 14 lokas, will go, will be dissolved. Khatam. They are all limited in time. But maam upetya tu kaunteya punarjanna vidyate. But if you in this life, maam upetya, if you come to know me, if you reach me, punarjanna vidyate. Punarjanna vidyate. One thing should also be clear, that this knowledge can happen only in human form. That we should understand. So we should understand the importance of this human form. I should not allow this time to pass without reaching our goal.
Lokasya mityabhimatera chakshusah chiram prasuptasya tamasya nasraye shantasya karma svanuvidhaya dhiya tomavirasih kila yoga bhaskarah.
Lokasya of the living entities, what is our position? Devuti is saying. Lokasya of the living entities, mithyabhimate. Deluded by ego. We are all deluded by ego. Achachusa. Chachusa means have the eyes. Achachusa means blind. Achachusa means blind. Chiram, for a long time we are blind. Why? Because deluded by the ego. Prasuptasya, we are sleeping. Supta. Prasupta sleeping. Prasupta achhi tarah se soye hue hai. Prasuptasya where tamaha. Tamaha means the darkness in ignorance. And how are we? Anasraya, without any shelter. Nobody to help us. Anasraya. This is our state. And srantasya, we are all fatigued. We are all tired now. Srantasya. Karma, karma anubhidyaya. And we are attached to activities. Kali karma karte jao, karte jao. What type of karma you are doing? Sakam karma, sakam karma. Then what happens? We are creating vasana. Karte, karte, karte. We are tired now, fatigue. And dhya, intelligence. Tvam, you. And who are you? You are Abhirasi Kil Yoga Bhaskara. Kil means indeed. You are Yoga Bhaskar. Yoga Bhaskar means you are son of the yoga system. You can show us. You are son. You can show us the path. How to move about, how to reach Bhagwan. So you have appeared as son of yoga to men who have been long asleep in the darkness of ignorance. Men who, without any ultimate support, are entangled in OAT alluring to senses and fatigued with the burden of karma acquired through the attachment. This is our state, na? This is our state. We are all attached to the karma, fatigued, anasraya. Koi asraya nahi hai. So devhiti is compassionate toward the jnani who are sleeping in darkness. Sleeping toward darkness means what? Sleeping toward the Bhagwan. Even having got this human form, we are not interested to know Bhagwan. She feels that the people should awaken. So Lord is addressed here as a Yoga Bhaskar, son of all system of yoga. Devahuti already requested to describe the Bhakti Yoga. So people are in dark. They are pursuing for the material advancement, creating vasana, and goes to different loka. They are confused. Therefore, Devahuti is asking, please guide us for the Bhakti Yoga. This is the question of Devahuti to Kapil Bhagwan. So Kapil Bhagwan will answer. So we have to wait for the next Tuesday, what Bhagwan will say about how he will going to answer Devahuti's question. Now you do that.
Purnamad Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.